The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reaching the fault lines of today. This is Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.
So, I think that is in our significant interests that when a chemical weapon is deployed and used repeatedly by a regime, not let alone once, and we know that to be true, to sit by and allow it to continue to happen will put the rest of our troops at jeopardy. Next, solutions. A solution, people want me, you know, they say, oh, you don't know what's going to come next. If a radical Islamist group comes next, it's going to be worse. And I can tell you that it might be worse. But might be worse than what Assad looks like on paper. But the reality is it can't get worse than Assad. It might be just as bad. But to say that ISIS or militant Islamists who are barbarians is any different than the barbarianism of Assad is just absurd. It's insulting. They're both the same. They create one another. They're fueled off one another. So the template is not rocket science. The template that we need to put forth, I think, was pretty successful in the mid-90s. The Balkans template. You had a regional conflict of civil wars inside Yugoslavia that seemed to involve multiple sides. There were arguments being made that the Bosnian Muslims were also committing atrocities, etc. But the vast majority of rational people said that the vast majority of atrocities were being committed by Milosevic and the Serbian military. And they had some evidence, some of which was pretty convincing, a lot of which was not incontrovertible. And yet, the world said that the UN, despite Russian disapproval, the UN moved forward to deploy UN protection forces, and UNPROFOR began to have a slowly increasing presence. And by the way, many of them were injured and killed as they tried to maintain the peace in Bosnia, Herzegovina, Kosovo, and Serbia. And yet they were protected by a no-fly zone that constantly increased until finally the Serbian military was destroyed. And Yugoslavia was no longer, and it was divided up. Should Syria be divided up? I don't think that's the best answer. I think a federalized Syria with a diverse population will much more force them to seek a diverse ideological approach, a more secular approach, a less theocratic approach, a non-Islamist but a non-Arab fascist approach through a liberal Syrian nationalism. But that's way down the road. The first step, I think, is the Balkan-type response with the UN, not the United States, not our military. Yes, we participate. And that's why this coalition that the president is leading, it appears that he's going to get Britain and France to participate. And I think even we should look at Arab forces, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Dubai, the Emirates, etc., involved in a coalition to punish, if not cripple, the Assad regime. So that they understand there will be a high price, as President Trump said, a high price to pay for the type of evil he brought upon the Syrian people. And it's not just about one attack. That's the other thing. You look strategically, this is the culmination of years of hell raining down on the Syrian people, in which hospitals were directly targeted based on Stalinesque approach, in which doctors have become targets. Speak to the Syrian American Medical Society and others in the United States that have been involved in deploying physicians in that area to help. You have members of Congress now that I heard, or state reps and crazy nutcase congresspeople like Tulsi Gabbard that are talking about Assad as being the only salvation for Syria. She traveled to Syria on the dime of Assadist trolls. And you have members, politicians, talking about the White Helmets, who are predominantly a humanitarian organization that has done angelic work in Syria. This is not to say that every one of them is not compromised. There might be some that are, but at the end of the day, they have helped both sides. They've helped families regardless of their affiliation, and they've gone into buildings that people are running out of in Syria that are about to collapse. So there is a solution. We can move forward through a coalition. This does not mean another deployment of thousands upon thousands of American military. It will cost us some, but I believe that the return on investment that so many people rightly ask about is that our ally Israel will not be surrounded by Iranian missiles, will not be surrounded by Hezbollah terror groups into Lebanon and Syria on every one of its borders. And that ultimately that price is less than what could happen if an empowered Iran, bolstered by an empowered Russia, with its base on the Mediterranean, which will probably stay there in Tartus, ultimately then starts to really knock on Israel's door. So you could pay now, pay later. I think that ultimately this conflict, I mean, look at the Obama strategy. It was to do nothing for 7 years. Look what that got us. Look at how much deterrence doing nothing got us. So at what point do we keep moving back? This is no different than the 30s in Europe. Russia, on the borders of Europe, is pushing every button it can to increase its hegemonic influence, now more so in the Middle East as Putin sees himself as a czar there. Are we going to remain unanswering that, or are we going to push back and tell them this is the line you will not cross? And the humanitarian disasters will no longer be tolerated. Today's world, we are going to put the tyrants on notice. I think that's an American interest.
Breaching the fault lines of today. This is Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.